This is your emergency manifesting ritual. Begin attracting whatever you desire in as little as 11 minutes.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I wanted to put together this little manifesting ritual because I've used it for so many years with a variety of clients. And every now and then we find ourselves in a position where we really need something to manifest like now, 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 you know, and we need something to happen instantly. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling desperate, if you feel like you are in a bind, if you need to make something happen quickly, this little simple ritual is exactly what you need. Hey, I want to remind you that we have our Instagram channel going at Law of Attraction Solutions on Instagram. We'd like you to come join us there because we are doing videos on Instagram that we don't do here, and they're a little bit more raw, they're a little bit more behind the scenes, they're a little bit more in your face, so to speak. So be sure and join us on Instagram. Thank you so much for subscribing, sharing, and clicking the bell icon. Okay, let's get into this. So every now and then we reach a point where we feel desperate, and we need something to manifest quickly. Now, I'm going to warn you right up front, this little ritual really isn't designed for relationships. I'm not saying you can't use it for your relationship. I'm just saying that relationships are so complex. There's so many different levels of manifestation and counterintentions and anger and hurt and pain going on that this emergency manifestation ritual may not be the best choice or the best tool for a relationship issue. Nonetheless, you're welcome to try it, and I urge you to send me your results or post it right here on YouTube because we want to know your results. Okay, so you're in a bind. You need to manifest something quickly. First thing you do, you take your iPhone or your smartphone and you turn it off. You turn off the television. You make sure the kids aren't coming into the room. You provide yourself a space of vibrational harmony. So if your bed's not made, make the bed. If you have dirty dishes, clean the dirty dishes. In other words, wherever you're going to be doing this little ritual, you want to have it in a state of vibrational harmony. You want it clean, you want it clear, and you want to be comfortable while you're doing this work. And you don't want any interruptions. That's so important. No interruptions whatsoever. So if you have to do it late at night, or if you have to put a sign on your office door, do not disturb, do it, okay? Take action. Okay, step number one is you've cleaned up your place. You have a nice little place that you're ready to work at. Now I want you to light a white candle. And I know some of you are out there going, this sounds crazy, Robert. Why do I need to light a white candle? Over the centuries, over the thousands of years, human beings have used fire as a symbol of passion, as a symbol of warmth, as a symbol of hope, especially when the fire was controlled and contained. Now, fire could also be a symbol of destruction as well if there's a forest fire. But a simple candle represents your connection to infinite source energy. The white candle, the reason I'm having you use white, is it represents the infinite light. Everything is manifested in the universe out of this infinite light. Everything is carved out and created out of this infinite light. It's the source in which you, as a co-creator, and the universe work in harmony. So I like to hold the candle in my hand for a few moments. I say my own personal blessing over it. You can say whatever you'd like. And then light the candle. Now the candle's lit. It's a symbol of you opening yourself up in trust. You're trusting the universe. And it's just a wonderful symbol. So if you don't have a candle, you can use flour. You could use a simple lantern of some sort. You can use a fake candle, but there's something vibrationally strong about a real candle, especially when it's lit and when it's burning, especially after you have put your intention into the candle by holding it for a moment or two. Okay? Number two, you're going to have a clean notebook. I like the notebooks without lines, but whatever you choose for yourself is fine. As long as it's clean, as long as there's no clutter in the notebook, as long as there's not other pages that have been written on or used or something like that, okay? I want it as clean as possible. This notebook represents where you are placing your intention. You see, the ancient Kabbalists didn't believe that the universe was created by adding on. They believed that the creation of the universe took place by carving out. In other words, carving out your intention. So letters and what you write are going to be your form of carving out. And they used to say, the Kabbalists would say, you need pure beeswax. Well, we're not using beeswax. We're using a pen and paper. Oh, by the way, don't do this on your iPhone. Don't do this on your Mac. Don't do this on your computer. Do this with a pen and paper. Okay? And what you're going to start off writing is, I invoke the power of the universe. Write that sentence down. Don't lose it. I invoke the power of the universe. And then you're going to write, to aid me in the creation of, in the manifestation of, and you're going to write down specifically what you desire. And I don't mean I want to feel good. That's not specific. Specific is exactly your intention, what you are manifesting. Be as specific as you possibly can. I had one person write me not long ago. They said, I asked for a black and white teddy bear in your experiment, Robert, and I ended up with a red and white teddy bear. And I said, well, you were specific in the kind of teddy bear you desired. The universe just upgraded you. Okay, so trust the universe, but be specific. Describe exactly what you desire and how soon you desire it to manifest. Put a deadline for its attainment. And then at the end, write in a separate paragraph, I am grateful that the universe has helped me to manifest the following. As if it's already happened. I am grateful that the universe has helped me that we've partnered together. So you write down what you desire. You write down a statement of gratitude as if it's already happened.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three, you're going to call upon the universal energies, the universal vibration, the divine influx, the infinite light, God, whatever you call it, to remove your fears. Because chances are, if you're in a position where you need emergency manifestation, there's a pretty good chance that you have some fears surrounding it. Write down those fears. This is on a separate page. And you write them down. I fear this. I fear this not happening. I fear if this doesn't happen, this is what's going to happen. I fear being alone. I fear whatever the fear is, write it down. And then continue to call upon universal powers and energies, the universe itself, the infinite field of potential, to help you eradicate those fears. Now, what I usually do is at this point, I begin feeling that freedom from those fears and that anxiety, and then I just tear that paper up. Remember, we wrote it on a separate piece of paper. I just tear it up. Some people burn it. You do whatever you want. Tear it up, throw it in the trash. Step number four, ask for this or something better. You remember the story of the guy who put in for the black and white teddy bear and he got a red one? Well, I want you to trust the universe. I want you to fully trust the universe for something better. One time I put in for a Jaguar, I got a Mercedes. Trust the universe. Trust. And so you are going to write down, I trust the universe. And I am open to this, whatever it is that you are manifesting, or something better. And that's it. Now, take that piece of paper, tape it up on your refrigerator, put it on your bedroom headboard, put it where you can see it, and then look at your watch. And within 11 minutes from the time you have completed that, you will begin to feel and see and experience positive, optimistic manifestation. Now, this little simple ritual is not designed. This is not, I need to become a millionaire ritual. This is not make me a millionaire in 11 minutes ritual. This is, I have a serious crisis. I have a serious problem and I need help. That's what this ritual is about. Okay. This isn't about, you know, I've abused my husband for 20 years now and he's filed for divorce and he's not talking to me. And we're not getting along. It's not that kind of ritual. This is where you have something reasonable and believable. I guess that's the key word, believable, that you need to manifest quickly. Expect it to begin manifesting in 11 minutes. I'm excited for you. Oh, you are soaring high. Like a beautiful eagle. I can feel it. Thank you for writing your letters. Thank you for sharing on YouTube. I feel absolutely... Wait a second, look at my watch here. 11 minutes. Okay. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.